Welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing or Digital Marketing, one of those. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. Yep. This is podcast number
322.
As always, we do have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is on this page. That tip says, encourage users to watch videos and engage.
Yeah, you want them to watch and engage, share, like, comment, and all of the above, because that engagement will get those videos ranking higher.
Boom. Please remember, we are filmed live here in Houston, Texas, and we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And our mantra is,
do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche. It's not a good look. This is podcast 322. I think I've mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. We are covering an article today.
Yeah, man. Punch in the face to Rand Fishkin and the good folks over at Moz. He posted this article on Whiteboard Friday.
Right.
He says, 8 old school SEO practices that are no longer effective.
Oh, wow.
8 old school SEO practices that are no longer effective. So we'll dive into those and see if
we're
right
100% in agreement with this,
for the most part, okay. Some of the changes he's recommending that you should be doing are stuff we've already started doing, so he's pretty spot on.
All right, so if this is the first time, if you've got some sort of device that enables you to do, I don't know, tweet
us,
or whatever,
Instagram us, or be social with us, then do that. Be sure to use hashtag SEO podcast, that we can follow up with you and see what kind of activity we're getting. More importantly, tag us in it at eWeb Results, at Best SEO Podcast, that way we can follow you back and do all of our social networking stuff.
Excellent. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to have you.
Could join us. Mm-hmm. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know what we're going to skip, because it turns out we did get, the way this works is if we get at least 10 shikos,
shares, likes, or follows
on our platforms, they're ours, like Facebook is ours, and we get a review, then we skip the process of telling you how you can write a review. In either case, we do still talk about ways you could shiko us.
Yeah.
So you could do that, facebook.com/eWebResults, youtube.com/eWebResults, twitter.com/eWebResults, instagram.com/eWebResults, linkedin.com/company/eWebResults. All of those will take you to our profile on those platforms. And
then do what's necessary. Either follow us, share it, or like us, whatever is applicable.
Hey, if you're a PHP genius or a rude press,
rude boy, or a rude boy, no rude boy WordPress over here now.
If you're an insult expert, we're probably looking for you, because we have not enough insults around here.
Exactly.
Go ahead and leave an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you want a free comprehensive website analysis, all you need to do is go to ewebresults.com.
Go.
Click the big green button that you cannot miss.
It's right there.
By design. And then go ahead. That'll get you submitted for that website analysis. You'll be called by one of our internet marketing experts to kind of pre-discuss that analysis. And then we'll get through that analysis. And it's time for the favorite segment of the program, the algorithm cataclysm.
Yeah, so that was worth it. That's like every bit of 8.9 on the Richter scale. This is big algo. Okay, mainly because it's like it's really not 8.9. This is probably more like two different 7.5s.
Ooh, okay, like back to back
7.5s, or maybe even a 7.5 and then a 5.5 trimmers.
Right,
back to back. So dig this. First one, Google Ads now being shown in image search.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so they said ads in the Google.
By the way, they weren't doing that before?
Nope.
I mean, like, I know they weren't, right? But it's like, why weren't they doing that before? Okay.
So what they said is ads in Google image search will take up an entire line across entire line of screen space, which would otherwise been occupied by images. A Google representative told Business Insider that the reason why this ad unit is being introduced is because people already use image search as a starting point for shopping. And it makes sense, because I've done that. Looking interested in buying a product, I've done an image search for that product just to see how it looks or ways it's been used. And so it makes sense for them to show ads on where you could buy that first.
Right.
I did a test before we came in here. If you go to Google, you search for Samsung Galaxy GS7.
Right.
Yeah, you'll
click
see
the images.
Click images, and the first you'll see all the stores where that phone is on sale at, and makes sense. So what that means for us is that if you're selling products, you're using product listing ads, is where that is controlled at. You need to check the box to display on image search and get your ads over there also.
Yep.
More algo cat. So this is we're talking search results page. Right. Still talking search results page. That was images page.
Image search results page.
Still search results page. Now we're talking web. So this is the bigger cat here. Google extends the length of titles and descriptions. Right, title tags they've been increased to 71 characters. Remember, they used to be 50,
right?
Which is up from the previous 50 to 60 characters. Meta descriptions have been increased by 100 characters per line and extended from 2 to 3 lines. That's huge.
Yeah.
Right. So no more trying to figure out what to say, knowing that Google may truncate your title, or no more trying to be limited in regards to how descriptive you can be in your meta description. Well, now it had a space to show that. Now, when I did do a test, I saw mixed results. Right. Okay. I saw some of the listings had 3. Some said were regular. And so my gut was that, well, maybe those that are regular was just because that's how they were optimized.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't have enough.
And meta tag was done, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll probably be going back and retrofitting ours to include some more CTAs and descriptive words and keywords and things.
Because you guys, as podcast listeners, are familiar with the phrase SEVO, Search Engine Visitor Optimization, and we always say, and that's, what do you do with a user after they've arrived from the search engine?
Yeah.
We say SEVO begins at the SERP, right? So now you got more characters.
More opportunity to sell them before they click.
20 more characters. That's a lot.
Yeah, 100 more characters and another line of meta description and 20 more characters worth of title.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I can dig it. All right, that's all the
So punch in the face to Google for 2 big algo cats. I think they're necessary. Both of these should likely drive conversions.
Very cool. Hey, I've got a punch in the face. This one is for Stanley Tate. He's with TateEsquire.com. So that's TateEsq.com. Mm-hmm. And so I had a great conversation.
Anybody with ESQ just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Esquire.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation with him. He does, he helps you manage your loans, your student loans,
okay,
and what you can do with them, and if your wages are getting garnished and all that stuff. So had a great conversation with him, and hopefully be moving forward with one of our packages with him. So punch in the face to Stanley. Let's do a little bit of news. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. Uber and Lyft are getting into the self-driving cars, of course. Not surprising.
I saw that. I'm just not quite sure I want to hop into self-driving Uber. Like,
you're like opening the door, you're like, wait. As it's approaching, you're like, there's no dude. Where's who's the driver? There's no driver.
Yeah,
no driver. Hello.
No.
Not sure we're going to do that. And then LinkedIn back in 2012 was hacked. It's all over the news. And now whoever hacked it is now releasing usernames and passwords from that hack. Back then it was supposed to be like 7 million. Apparently it's 11 million usernames and passwords.
LinkedIn username and passwords.
Yes. Okay. So if you're use LinkedIn, haven't changed it since 2012,
probably go change it.
Go change your password. And by the way, if that username and password combination works anywhere else,
you might want to change those
everywhere.
Also.
Yeah. All right. This is interesting. Mark Zuckerberg has earned $4.4 million every day of his life.
Yeah.
And Google
just keep it moving. That's enough said.
Google is testing black links for
instead
URLs.
Of blue links.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if it stays, if it comes back, whatever.
Clicks should go down.
Yeah, it's been forever. Yeah.
Exactly. People have been trying to look blue. Black links look like H1s or H2s. They look normal.
Right.
Blue links kind of indicate you can click on them.
Yeah, they look unclickable. Right. Well, you got any news or anything?
I got plenty of news.
Okay, cool.
I got plenty of news. So let's stick with Bing. Bing is testing a partnership with Twitter to show tweets in their search results, similar to how Google displays.
Right.
They're actually testing that right now. Good move for you, Bing. Glad you're catching up. Let's see here. So remember we reported that the NFL signed a big deal with Twitter where they would Thursday games will be live through Periscope. Right. So NFL, punch in the face to them for just staying up on the latest trends. NFL and YouTube create a new deal that'll bring highlight videos and related news directly into the Google search results for searches that include specific NFL teams. right? So Texans are playing, you do a search for Houston Texans, then Google, the research result page is going to have a YouTube feed showing you clips from the game, as well as score updates, information, and things like that. Refs in the Texans.
Cool.
Awesome idea. It's great for both parties. Easier information right up front. And for the NFL, it definitely helps you guys grow. I'm going to skip some of this other stuff. Oh, so I like this one here. Amazon introduces a new service this week called Amazon Video Direct that allows people to post videos, which they can then monetize. Companies offering various ways for publishers to earn money with their videos. They can either earn royalties from videos published for free or put the videos up for sale or rental. Where Amazon poses a threat to Google's YouTube is in the payouts. Amazon's direct videos allowing content creators to keep 50% of the revenue from their videos.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Like, the only unfortunate part about it is between Facebook and YouTube, this and Vimeo and all the other video platforms, this is yet another one. Benefit is that half of these people probably already have an Amazon account, right, or familiar with Amazon enough, have at least bought something there.
Yep.
And so you may entice them. And here's the last one, back to Twitter. Twitter is reportedly going to remove the URLs and image links from the Twitter character count. So you know how you have 140 characters, and you put a link to your site and then a link to an image. Well, now you're probably down to about 80 characters, right? Well, they're going to remove those from your character count so you can still have your 140.
Interesting.
That's what's up, Twitter.
Cool.
That's my news.
All right. That's all of the news. I now have a review.
Okay.
This review is from Jacob22. I actually had a conversation with him, as you'll hear in the review. And it is, of course,
5 stars.
Title is Complete Website Review. I am having a lot of trouble ranking well for an important search term on a website that I've been working on for a while. So I signed up for eWeb Results free website review to figure out what I've been doing wrong. Chris called me directly and talked to me through multiple SEO issues on the site. I've tried to implement as many of the changes as I could remember from the conversation. I'm hopefully now moving forward. Punch in the face, guys. Thank you. Punch in the face to you,
up,
Jacob.
Man. Appreciate you filling out the form and then getting a call and then getting a comprehensive analysis. It's kind of how it works,
yeah,
right?
And getting a review in here. So well done, Jacob. Punch in the face to you and good luck.
Yeah, good luck with what you're doing, man.
All right, that's so that is the potatoes of our podcast. It is time to get into the meat.
So like I said, punch in the face goes to you know, Rand Fishkin. He's, you know, upper level SEO god. And he posted this article on Moz, 8 old school SEO practices that are no longer effective. And this is in his Whiteboard Friday. He starts off by saying, using methods that were once tried and true can be alluring, but it can also prove dangerous to your search strategy. And he's absolutely right. At the end of the day, you have to be up to date with the methods that work and what don't work. Because if you're using the wrong tactics, at the end of the day, you could have a very, very detrimental effect to your site and to your marketing and to all your online campaigns. You want to make sure that you're using tactics that are consistent with what Google has listed out, that work with Yahoo and Bing and other search engines, and that aren't spammy or douchey. And so let's get into some of these old school practices. The first one, he says, is keywords before clicks. This is a practice that is old school that you need to stop. And he says keywords before clicks is the first practice. He goes on to say that the idea is that we have done a bunch of keyword research. Now we're doing keyword targeting. And if we see that it might be important to target multiple keywords on the same page. So what he's talking about is like page titles, right? So you consider a page title, and in the example he used was tobacco pipes and things like that. So in my example, I'll use pool cleaning, right? So let's say you're a pool maintenance company, and he's talking about keyword stuff in your title, basically. Old school, we would have went, you know, cleaning, pipe, maintenance, pipe, replacement, pipe installation, whatever it is, and pipe company name at the end of your title. Try to cram all of those keywords in, which worked in 2000 and maybe 05 and 06. But now, instead of really doing that, you want to use a phrase that's more conversational, one that really kind of incorporates all of those phrases into one. And so instead of having maintenance, pipe, replacement, pipe, repair, place, you know, company name, you just want to go with, you know, we provide maintenance and cleaning services in the city of Houston.
Yeah.
Right? That way you get your keywords in there. It's more conversational and it's not keyword focused.
Right.
Number two.
Two.
He said the second one is a heavy use of anchor text on internal links. Right? So these are links that are in your site and you're linking from page to page. Too much use on anchor text doing those links, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means all those links don't have to be text, right? You want to limit those links, especially if you got multiple links to the same page on an existing page.
Oh, yeah.
Then you really only want the first one to be a link. The other ones shouldn't be linked at all.
Anchor text, yeah.
Exactly. And then
click here or more info.
Or use different types of anchors, period.
Yeah.
Not just text. Maybe you use text in the content. Maybe later down the page you use this image that links over. And then you use something else that links over and not just consistent anchor text links. Matter of fact, he said this used to be a practice that could have positive impacts on rankings, but what we've seen lately, especially in the last few years, is that Google has discounted this, and they have. This is an algorithm update that happened last year where they targeted too much anchor text.
Yep.
Exactly. So it can be spammy, manipulative, or overdone. At the end of the day, just don't do it.
Don't
right? If you need to, at certain points, it's necessary to include links to other pages on your site.
Right.
From an SEO perspective, it just makes perfect sense. The key is doing it the right way, using the right anchor text, the right amount of times, which is like one, right?
Yeah.
And just doing it at the top of your content, not at the bottom, things like that. Number three.
Three.
He says pages for every keyword variant. This is a great tactic that we've actually been transitioning from gradually. Even have some clients who still rank well using this strategy. And so we're gradually updating them. Yeah. But what he says is that this is an SEO tactic that many folks are still pursuing today that had been effective for a very long time. Still effective today.
Right.
He said, so the idea was basically if I had a variation of a keyword, I want a single page to target that because keyword targeting is such precise art. And he's absolutely right, which is why people did that. And in the case I gave earlier, instead of having, let's say, a page for pool maintenance and it had all maintenance related content and then having another page for pool cleaning and then it had a whole bunch of pool cleaning related content, typically those are the same exact services offered by the same exact company, and the searcher's intent is to just get that service.
That
and so what we did was remove both of those pages, redirect the URLs into one page that's optimized for Houston pool maintenance and cleaning.
Yeah.
Consolidate, you end up with a longer page, it's optimized for multiple phrases, it's long content, has more value, it ranks better. It's just the right thing to do.
Yep.
Number four is directories and paid links and etc. And again, he's talking about the 8 SEO practices you should not be doing. And directories and paid links is one of those things you should not be doing. He goes on to say things like generic directories and SEO directories or article links or guest content, kind of depending on the editorial practices, comment links, reciprocal link pages, article spinners, private link networks, and blah, blah, blah. And all of that crappy stuff you see when you're looking in the sidebar, some search engine site about $99 this and 1,000 links for $10, and I can rank you on page one on Fiverr. Don't buy none of that.
Yeah.
All of that is not going to work for you. Now, I'll give y'all a list of directories you probably should be doing. Right? At least start off with these. If you do these, you'll likely be consistent enough to not have to submit to any of the directories. GMB. Google My Business.
Yep.
Set that directory.
Number one.
Yahoo Local. Bing Local. That's 2 and 3. Yelp will be number 4 you need to set up. Facebook will be number 5. Then set your yellow pages up. That's your 6. And right around there, you're probably good. Now, depending on what industry you're in, you may want to go sign up for some niche directories. Maybe you're a photographer or a videographer and you focus on weddings, then you want to sign up for Wedding Wire and The Knot and things like that. Or maybe you're a venue that hosts weddings, right?
Wedding then you Wire, want to the knot.
Exactly.
Or I'm maybe an you're attorney.
Attorney, exactly. Yeah. You want to get on Nolo and Avvo, these type of things. Maybe you're a restaurant or an entertainment destination. Then you want to get on TripAdvisor and things like that. So find a niche directory that's suitable for your industry. But all of those other get listed here for free, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I ain't drop DMOZ in there. You want to get on there too. But other than that, like, don't waste your time, don't waste your effort, and don't potentially harm your site.
Pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Five.
Number 5. He says multiple micro sites, separate domains, or separate domains with the same audience. Yeah, old tactic used to work, don't work no more. Stop doing it. We've been preaching. I was preaching this when it was working.
Yeah.
That it's just not the best idea to me to be sending traffic all these different places. It's because well, we got a client, right?
Right.
We got a plumbing client right now who has multiple sites. We've been in charge of one of them to kind of optimize and get ranked. And unfortunately, the other one already ranks well also.
Right.
So as I'm doing call tracking, I'm listening to three back-to-back calls. She called three different numbers, thought she was getting three different companies businesses. And talked to the same receptionist each time. And so by the third call, of course, she went on ahead and closed.
Yo, good.
She's like, okay, well, yeah, I might as well set that appointment. But the point is, that it creates customer confusion, is the point I was making.
Bad experience to the Google user. We always talk about it. As long as you're providing a good experience to the Google user, Google will look favorably upon you.
Look, this is the same reason we actually encourage people to have their blog on the same domain name as their regular site. And even if you have an e-commerce site, have that on the same domain name as your regular site. Because all of that content, all of that engagement, all of that activity works better pushing one domain name than trying to push multiple. Two or three.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Matter of fact, he says this. If you split up your efforts a third and a third and a third, guess what would happen? These would rank about a third as well. Yeah. He's absolutely right. It's going to be even that much harder to get to the first page than it would be had you had all of that content in one place. Number six. He says exact and partial keyword match domain names. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Big problem. He says it's also the case that we've seen in these types of domains do much more poorly with link earning, with content marketing, with being able to have guest content accepted. People just don't trust it. The same is true for public relations and getting press mentions. The press don't trust sites like these. Yeah. So all these exact match sites like, I don't know, poolmaintenance.com, poolcleaning.com.
Houston.com.
Yeah, all of these is just, it sounds spammy. Even if you are a legit company, right? But consider the algorithm update that passed last year about EMDs, right? Exact match domain names. Yeah. Google's literally saying, hey, this is not really your company name.
Then we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care that it's a prime keyword. Frankly, we don't care so much that we're going to devalue it because you're coming off a little spammy. And so, Don't waste your money. Don't spend your resources and time pursuing these kind of keyword rich or partially keyword rich domain names. Go with something that's specific to your company.
Here's a question: if you're in the middle or you're launching a business, how much should you consider having your business name actually be?
You should strongly consider it, especially if your business is local and people can only do it in that certain area, then you may want to strongly consider it, making that your Service business Houston. Name.
PSH. That's our name. That's who we are. Yeah.
And then that way, not only will you rank for it, but then you take advantage of it and everybody else who's trying to optimize it for you.
He's frustrated.
Exactly. So in that situation, if you haven't developed yet, you're in the opportunity to create a new DBA or do some things like that, you may want to consider it. Absolutely. However, you're already established and you're just redesigning and some lame SEO tells you, let's do a micro site focused on this, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Not going to recommend that.
To us.
Exactly. Number seven.
Seven.
He says, using CPC or AdWords competition to determine the difficulty of ranking in organic or non-pay results. He says, a lot of folks, when doing keyword research, for some reason, still had this idea that using cost per click or AdWords as competition scores can help determine the difficulty of ranking. It's totally wrong, and I agree. I totally co-sign this. This is totally wrong. Matter of fact, the only reason you should be using AdWords in reference to your SEO is strictly to, I don't know, check some ad text maybe, see what's converting well, do some keyword research, see what keywords had the most search volume.
Get some actual keyword data.
Yeah, get some keyword data, figure out which ones you should be optimizing for. But to use AdWords to determine the amount of competition for SEO is utterly ridiculous and a total waste of time. Don't do it. And if you have been, shame on you. Number eight.
Eight.
He says, unfocused. I like this one because I see this a lot lately. Unfocused and non-strategic link bait. Right? He goes on to say, many SEOs still invest in what I call non-strategic and unfocused link bait. The idea being, if I can draw links to my website, it really doesn't matter if the content doesn't make people very happy or if it doesn't match and gel with what's on my site. Right? And so the example he gave was, which was kind of a lame example, but I get why he used it because I see it all the time as well. The example of, here are seven actors who at one time wore too little clothing.
Right. Okay, right. It's, yeah, it's going to get a lot of traffic.
It's going to get a lot of traffic. People going to click on it, especially depending on the featured image you use. But if you got that content on your site and you're a pool maintenance company,
and you're not throwing bathing suits or something,
you haven't spun it towards you. You know how many actors got in the pool with the wrong, then maybe.
Yeah.
but then that's just the wrong kind of clickbait. It's going to equal a high bounce rate. Your site's going to be spammed because that content is likely already duplicated all over the internet. Don't do it. Yeah. Instead, take some time and create some content that will get clicks, that is valuable link bait that can work for you. Same example. We had a huge rain for like 2 weeks straight in here. A lot of pools got flooded.
In Houston.
And so we went and created content for our pool client focused on maintaining and fixing a pool when it's been flooded.
After the flood,
right? And so now this was highly searched content, got a lot of traffic, got a lot of engagement, and is evergreen content. Those tips will apply next time it floods. Yep. And so we'll be able to take advantage of that. And so when you're creating link bait to get traffic to your site, don't go the douchey route and choose random stuff that's trending. Create content that's applicable to what you offer. Man, punch in the face to you. That was number 8. Boom. Rand Fishkin, he says, 8 old school SEO practices that are no longer effective. Rand, I co-signed his article. You was right on all 8 of those.
Boom. That's what's up. All right. So, do we have any what news?
Did I have some what news? I do not have any what news. Nope.
There is no what news. All right. So, this is going to reset here so that I can read my next part of what's going on. All right, so the one thing in the article...
I had a petif.
Let's do a petif.
So this petif goes to Levi's and to Google.
Okay, yeah, I saw a little bit.
About the jacket?
Yeah.
I just thought that's cool. I'm punching the face.
I just saw it. I have no idea what's in the jacket.
So they're teaming up. Google and Levi's team up on a connected jacket that allows you to answer calls, use maps, and more. They're targeting people who like riding bikes and things like that. You can answer, exactly. You can swipe your sleeve and earbud goes off, gives you a notification. It was pretty cool from the article I read, and so... That's what's up. I like to see the technology and wearables growing and changing. And, you know, we have a lot of technology available. This stuff should be happening.
Cool. You know, the one thing, just for an interesting debate, the one point about that Rand made about not using click pricing and bidding to have any sort of sense of the competitiveness. It's interesting because I think you can get some good information about it. Should you use it to be the end all be all of?
Well, he was specifically referencing the column that says competition high, medium, or low.
Okay,
if it says medium here, that doesn't mean you're going to have medium efforts to optimize your page.
Along
with what Chris is saying, he's right. If that price is high, then the reason that price is high is because there's a lot of competition and it's a high value search term, which means it's going to be difficult to rank for. So from that perspective, you can kind of get some understanding. But don't use that column that says competition, because that's AdWords competition, not SEO competition.
I had a prospect the other day. I was like, so do you know how many searches happen for these particular phrases that you're on? She's like, yeah, 750,000. I was like, I'm seeing 210, literally like 210. And I was like, so where are you getting that number? So I figured it out before she answered. I was like, okay, do a search. Because she was looking at results. She was looking at a report from another SEO company. It wasn't clearly identified. So I went in there and said, oh, when I searched that term, there's 750,000 results. And so do you see any usefulness in that number?
The only thing that lets you know is that if you don't have a site, then you'll likely be number 751.
When you launch your site.
Whenever you launch your site.
Yeah.
You won't be in the first 10 pages is what that means.
And other than that, it doesn't mean squat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those can be really competitive and not have that many search results. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. So you can get some good information.
There's a lot of SEO information you can get from AdWords, but it requires some logic.
Yeah.
It's not just, they're not, the two aren't on the same platform.
And it totally changes per industry.
Yeah.
Right? So there are mature industries where the prices are high. And in fact, the prices are where they need to be from this perspective. If I know that I'm going to pay for 50, well, let's say 10 clicks, and they're 10 bucks a piece, right? So I'm paying 100 bucks for clicks. And I know that that's going to get me 2 visits to my site. And I know I have a 50% close ratio. Then I better be making 100 bucks when I close that one deal. And as that industry matures, those numbers will start to even out. And so the real delta in that is actually, how good is your
close ratio?
Your close ratio once they get in, and how good is your conversion to become leads? Right,
exactly. Is your site actually turning the 20%
into the 20%, and then that eventually becomes a close deal.
Yeah, if your site can convert 40% or 50%, then that your 20% close ratio goes up.
Yep,
because you have more leads to try to close.
And we've seen in the AC industry in the South, because it's so hot and it gets so competitive, pay-per-click prices are low at the beginning of the summer and they go up. I mean, if there was a way to...
Like right now, like for example, we have a client who in December paid campaign clicks were 18 bucks.
Right.
AC Repair Houston. That same click in May right now was at 65 bucks. In August, it's going to probably be $90.
Yep.
For AC Repair Houston.
Yeah. And then prior to those numbers, it was the highest we saw was like $210 for a personal injury attorney in L.A. And so that'll go up too, wherever you're at. Because the value is tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars if you get a deal that goes to court and you win. Mm-hmm. All right. So, hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
The internet.
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, somebody who needs really any aspect of internet marketing.
SEO, pay-per-click, website design, email marketing, social media marketing.
All of it. Send them to us. They pay their bill. We pay you. It's a pretty standard program. Remember, we were filmed live at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. You can get video and audio and the transcript of this podcast on our website, ewebresults.com. Until the next podcast. By the way, you guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes, digital marketing podcast on iTunes, whatever we're going to change it or not change it to. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Please go leave a review. I don't want to do a tear tattoo next time. We only had one in the last 2 weeks because we missed the last podcast. Until the next podcast.
Do me a favor before you close out. Do me a favor. Those who are listening, this is specifically for those who are listening,
right,
which is like 90%, 98% of our podcast fans. Do you use SoundCloud? Hit us up on Twitter at eWebResults, at Best SEO Podcast. Let us know if you use SoundCloud for podcasting, because we're about to start adding content over there, bring some of our stuff over there, and if you want to see what that engagement may be like. So hit us up on Twitter at eWebResults, at Best SEO Podcast. Yes, at Chuck, I use SoundCloud, or nah, we don't really rock with it. Let me know.
Cool. All right. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fancy. If I find her, I'll die happily. All right, balance check. 3, 2, 2.
SEO Podcast 322. Chris and Chuck, gave you back what you want to do. Time to get your ranking jumping like mattresses. Today we talk about SEO practices. It ain't even hard like calculus. We the best at all character here after this. Hold on. That's it.
Boom. I forgot. I dropped the beat. No, I didn't drop. I undropped the beat.
SEO Podcast 322, man. Let's go.
Boom.
Hold on.